want to thank Steve Young, Larry Weissman from USA Today, Rob Bradford from the New England Eagle Tribune, and Fox Sports. Tomorrow's show, Howie Long and Seth Joyner on the Saints and Chicago. We're going to focus on that game and on the defensive matchups. The Saints, I think, have so much talent. They have a nice, aggressive, confident play without any fear style on defense. I'm looking forward to seeing that in the cold of Chicago. And we'll be joined also by Jim Beattie on the possible return of Roger Clemens and more in Baseball Hot Stove. Here's Len Dawson with some final thoughts on the matchups this weekend.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. The game has never changed, and Michael knows this as well. The big guys up front are going to dictate what's going to happen, whether it's on the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball. And I looked at that offensive line of the Chicago Bears yesterday, and they look very good. And they opened some holes, and the fullback did an outstanding job in short yardage situation for Jones. So I would look for them to minimize the things that Rex Grossman is going to do, and I would look for Chicago to win this football game.
What about you, Michael?
Wow. Chicago? Well, I know they're in Chicago. I know it's cold in Chicago, and I know that they won yesterday against the Seattle Seahawks, who are a very good team. But I just think the Saints are a team of destiny. I just watch the way that they play. They play together. They play as a team. They play for each other. And it just seems like they're very focused, and they're very in tune with what that coach wants out of them. And I think that that's the team of destiny right now to head to the Super Bowl for the NFC. So I am going to lean towards the New Orleans Saints to win this game.
My picks is we of course, always reserve the right to change them at the last minute. My picks, though, Indianapolis is going to overcome it, not because Tom Brady and the Patriots are going to play poorly, but because Peyton Manning will make mistakes, but he will find a way to get it done. And that Indianapolis defense, don't ask me how, we know that Bob Sanders is a big part of it. They are playing with a confidence that will make a difference. They also, the unspoken part of it, is this team, the Colts, wants to win one for Tony Dungy. With all that they went through last year, it was a year that was stolen from them, a playoffs that were stolen from them in terms of focus. This year, that to me is the bottom line. That is what's driving the Colts, and that's why they will win, and that's why a team of destiny on the other side will be the New Orleans Saints. We'll see you tomorrow. Go to Head Games Radio for all the highlights. Take care.